So very happy that you're back with us here on Texans 360. I'm Drew Doherty, and we're going to get into the Raheem Moore signing a little bit later. But first, DP Sidhu got a chance to catch up with wide receivers coach Stan Hixon, who's got an interesting relationship with Bill O'Brien, and he's come back to the NFL from the college ranks.
So here you are in Houston with Bill O'Brien. You were with him up at Penn State. Do you remember the first time that you met Bill O'Brien? What were your impressions of him?
First met Bill O'Brien probably in the summer of 1995 at Georgia Tech. And, you know, he was young coach, and I was, you know, about middle age, I guess, a young coach too. So we had all fun, and he was very energetic, has a good sense of humor, loved telling jokes. It's a fun guy to be around. That's what I remember most about him.
Did you have any predictions as to where he would go in his coaching career when you met him?
No, we were together like 5 years, but, you know, it was good. You can always see that he had a bright future because he was extremely smart and a good teacher. So that used to happen, that good things are going to happen for you.
How about yourself? When did you first discover that you wanted to go into coaching?
Probably my junior, senior year in college, you know, having a lot of fun, and if I didn't get a chance to go to the NFL, which I really wasn't fast enough, so I wasn't going to go to the NFL. But I had a great time playing, had a good coach. A head coach was Earl Bruce, position coach was a guy named Tom Lichtenberg. It was good teachers and good role models, and I wanted to go into the coaching profession. Just I wanted to stay with the game, and that was very good for me at that time.
Well, what is it about pros that you enjoy so much?
Just dealing with the players, just football. Could always learn football and having a good relationship with your players and just the best of the best that you're dealing with and the creativity and just trying to win games.
You guys have meetings with the players, you're in the meeting room, you're on the field, you're installing. Out of all of the aspects of coaching that you go through on a day-to-day basis, what do you think is your favorite part?
Just being on the field, coaching
being
on the field.
Being
on the field. Been doing the game, just coaching. Just you see one concept you're trying to teach, and the player gets it. Then you take it to the ball game, and you see it works because that's how you're planning it. And then just being successful in what you're trying to get done. So that's probably when you see a plan come together. You know, that's one of my favorites.
You've been in this game a long time, coaching, and in the meantime, you've got a wife, you've got three kids. How do you manage that work-life balance with all the crazy hours and the late nights and the coaching and the stress? I mean, how does it all fit together? What did you discover?
First of all, it takes a special woman, my wife. My wife's name is Rebecca. We have three kids. It was really tough college-wise because she was gone so much and the kids were so young. So it's kind of like it was like the absentee father. And then once I got in the pros, I had more time in all seasons, so that was a lot better lifestyle. But two of our kids were gone, and the third kid got the benefit of that NFL experience. So it's tough on the families, but you got to have a good support system, and that comes from your spouse at home.
Would you do anything differently if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now about coaching and families and balancing all of it?
Not much. You know, you try to stay home, spend some time at home as much as you can. But if I had to do it all over again, I would probably want to come to the NFL earlier for have more family time in the off season. But I really enjoy college, too. It's a lot of good experience. But just the NFL is probably easier on the family. But when it's time to work in the NFL, it's time to work. You know, and that's what we get paid to do.
All right, now you got your second off season in this system. It's going to be a little bit different, not as much catching up to do. You know the players, you know the personnel. You know, how is this offseason going to be different? What more could you do that you weren't able to do last year being so new?
Well, the offense is, we just barely scratched the surface. That's a lot more to do. But we got to make sure we take care of the basic fundamentals. You just don't take that for granted. And each player needs to be refreshed and learn the fundamentals all over again. And we kind of start from early and get them back up. Can't assume anything. Because along the way, if you don't do your fundamentals, you're in trouble.
All right, how about Houston? You've been here for a little over a year. What do you think of the city? Is it what you expected?
Houston's been great. I know we've been to a lot of good places. There's been some places where, you know, like the weather was really tough in Buffalo. The weather was tough at Penn State. But I really enjoy the weather and the people here. So it's been a good experience. My wife and I, we always doing something, you know. But the people here have been fun and nice to deal with.
Watch that interview and other one-on-ones we've done with assistants at HoustonTexans.com. All right, we got to talk with Jeff Van Gundy. Yes, that Jeff Van Gundy. He's going to talk Texans with us. Plus, we're going to hear from the Houston Texans cheerleaders and safety Raheem Moore. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 is back in a flash.